Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, on Monday and Tuesday, I've told you about two of our missionaries who've been at the work of serving the Lord faithfully for many years, Jeff Iverson and family, and Bruce Rice and family. But today, I want to tell you about one of our younger missionaries, Paul and Amy Vallès, and they're serving the Lord along with their young children down in the Turks and Caicos Islands. And they tell us that our church bus driver has recently brought over his family from Haiti. He has a wife and two teenage daughters. He asked me to witness to his daughters, and having been able to witness to them individually, one of them trusted Christ as her Savior. Please pray for her to grow in the knowledge and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And meanwhile, we're praying that the other daughter will get saved as well. Well, a couple of children in our Sunday school have also prayed to get saved recently. Amy works really hard with them, teaching them the simple plan of salvation. It's hard to teach anything more than that because any given child may only attend once or twice a month. So please pray for Amy as she deals with that, and pray for the children and their families to get saved and be faithful to God's word. And let me just add here that often as a missionary, adults may not be willing to listen to you as much, but children will listen, and children get saved and grow up then in Sunday school and church, and they become the leaders in that church on the mission field. Well, Brother Paul says again, a Filipino family has recently been attending our church services. The wife and daughter live on our island, but the husband lives and works on another island. And occasionally they all attend together. Please pray for us to have opportunities to witness to them as they run away very quickly at the end of the service and have very busy schedules during the week. Filipinos are hard to reach as they're either working hard or partying hard, but we are praying this gives the gospel a road into the Filipino community here. So would you pray for these people who are visiting the church there? And then Brother Vallès tells us about something, again, that's very common on the mission field. He says the brownouts and blackouts on our island continue every weekend. Now, you don't experience that much in America, maybe where you're at, but that simply means the power either goes down very low or is totally out. It makes it hard to live and to minister there. Well, again, Brother Paul says, we wanted to say a special thank you to the churches who have sacrificially given toward our solar project. So far, we've raised $3,500 toward our goal. This would help us to run the fans at night so we can sleep better and cool off from the intense heat during the day while protecting some of our appliances from being exposed to unstable electrical grid. Now, think about our own life in Africa. My wife and I and our kids, we had breakers between the refrigerator and the appliances like that. And as soon as we saw the lights starting to go up and down, the kids knew, go turn off the breakers so that it won't ruin the equipment. So Brother Vallès again says, a couple of years ago, Amy led an Englander to the Lord. This lady comes and goes, but she's recently fallen on some very hard personal times. And she's beginning to realize how desperately she needs God, not just for salvation, but for getting from one day to another. Please pray for this woman to get to know the Lord better. We never know how the Lord will use us, but it's a blessing seeing that we have a global impact and to see fruit that lasts. Thank you for your faithful prayers and support. And again, this is all from Paul and Amy Vallès and their children, Emily, Sadie, Ben, and Caleb. Pray for them as they serve the Lord down in the islands.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.